This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on several officials in Belarus. The sanctions are a response to the forced diversion of a Ryanair flight to Minsk last month. They also targeted a number of officials and organizations over last year's contested presidential elections and the security crackdown that followed. The EU has increased sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko won a sixth term last August. The European Union says those elections were fraudulent. On Monday, it imposed asset freezes and travel bans on 78 Belarus officials and 8 organizations. EU foreign ministers also worked on a raft of sanctions aimed at Belarus's economy. The bloc's leaders could endorse those on Thursday. Iran's new hardline president-elect Ibrahim Raisi said Monday he would not negotiate over limiting Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militia proxy forces. In addition, Raisi told reporters in Tehran he would not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden as the United States attempts to rejoin the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. As the U.S. and 5 other international powers negotiate new terms of the nuclear pact with Tehran, Raisi said any discussions about its ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias were non-negotiable. At a news conference Monday, Raisi was questioned about his involvement in a 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. In response, he called himself a defender of human rights. Because of the killings, the United States has had sanctions against him for 3 decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News. Apple Daily, Hong Kong's last pro-democracy newspaper, appeared one step nearer to closing on Monday as dozens of staff members resigned. A reporter at Apple Daily told VOA that over 50 of the paper's team resigned Monday evening. Last week, police raided the paper's offices and arrested 5 executives. Authorities also froze the assets of its parent company, Next Digital. Apple Daily board members met on Monday to discuss the paper's viability in the wake of those developments. 2 of the 5 executives arrested Thursday remain in custody. All are accused of foreign collusion under Hong Kong's national security law. The freezing of Next Digital's assets, valued at $2.3 million, has left the publisher unable to pay staff or vendors. The United Nations says more than 8,500 children were used as soldiers last year in various conflicts around the world. It says nearly 2,700 other children were killed in such conflicts despite being non-combatants. An annual UN report on children and armed conflict released on Monday reported more than 19,000 cases worldwide of maiming, sexual abuse, abduction, denial of humanitarian aid, targeting of schools or hospitals for attacks, and recruitment of children for armed conflict. The bulk of the cases were reported in Somalia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has since 2017 singled out for shame groups that do not have measures in place to protect children from these kinds of abuses. The UN blacklist includes the militaries of Myanmar and Syria for killing, maiming, and sexual violence against children. The Secretary of Russia's Security Council and the leader of Myanmar's junta met in Russia on Monday and committed to strengthening ties between the two countries. Rights activists have accused Moscow of legitimizing Myanmar's military junta, which overthrew the democratically elected government on February 1st. Russia says it has a long-standing relationship with Myanmar. Russia sells arms to Myanmar and provides army training and university scholarships to thousands of its soldiers. The newly appointed governor of South Sudan's Lakes State is facing calls to institute the death penalty for anyone involved in intercommunal fighting, cattle raids, or road ambushes, all of which have become rampant in the state. The state governor and hundreds of Lakes State residents attended a workshop Sunday in Juba to discuss remedies to the violence. Earlier this month, 18 people were killed during intercommunal violence between 2 communities in the town of Rumbek. In late March, at least 13 people were killed in the same period in the same area. Marissa Melton, VOA News.